Welcome to Bible Adventures. Help for today, hope for tomorrow.
Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is Lord of all. No sin is too big, no problem too small. Jesus is Lord of all.
Most of us wonder what will happen in the future, and so we should, because we'll spend the rest of our lives there. Since the beginning of time in the Garden of Eden, God predicted future events to happen when the time was right. He has proved himself to be the all-knowing God. He knew the end from the beginning, and that's why human beings should listen to his words in the Bible. About one-third of the Bible is prophecy. God revealed future events to the people through his prophecies. These people were known for their faith in God and their obedience to his wishes. But people's complete ignorance of God's prophetic outline and their failure to understand God's program for the church, the nations, and Israel is the cause of much anxiety about the future today. The future seems such an abstract thing, but God has not left us uninformed. Ezekiel and Daniel were the most important prophets in the last group of Old Testament prophets. God revealed to Daniel things to come to pass over 2,500 years after his time. In the first year of the reign of King Belshazzar, Daniel had a dream and visions in his head as he was lying on his bed.
During the reign of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream. When he awoke, he wrote the dream and told it to his three companions.
It seems a great wind blew and four beasts came up out of the sea, each different from the other. The first beast was like a lion with eagle's soaring wings, but the wings were plucked, and the beast was made to stand up like a man, and a man's heart was given to it.
A terrible-looking beast that must have been. The second one?
Oh, it was like a bear. It raised up and had three ribs in its mouth, and a voice cried unto it, "Arise, devour much flesh." And the third beast looked like a leopard with four wings of a fowl upon its back. It also had four heads, and dominion was given to it.
Four wings and four heads. Terrible.
Yeah, the fourth beast looked even worse. It was different from any of the others. It was terrible, dreadful, and exceedingly strong. With its great iron teeth, it broke in pieces and stamped the residue with its feet. Oh, yes, and it had 10 horns.
10 horns?
I was looking at the 10 horns when suddenly 3 of the horns were torn out by the roots, and a little horn came up in their place. This little horn had the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking great things.
A horn with eyes and a mouth. How gruesome. Terrible.
I looked upward and beheld God sitting upon his throne, which was like the fiery flame. Thousands upon thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books opened. In the books were written all the cruel, unkind, wicked things every person has ever done. I beheld, and lo, the horn speaking great things was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. Then I looked, and beheld one like the Son of Man came, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him forever and ever. Oh, there was great rejoicing in heaven.
Well, anyway, Daniel, your dream had a happy ending. Did it have a meaning?
Well, I too was troubled about the dream. Then I fell asleep and dreamed that an angel was standing by me. I asked him the truth of what I had seen, and he told me, "The four beasts are four kingdoms which shall arise out of the earth, but the saints shall possess the kingdom even forever and ever."
But what about the fourth terrible beast with iron claws, 10 horns, and a horn that uprooted 3 of the 10?
The 10 horns are 10 kingdoms that shall come out of the fourth worldwide kingdom. And the little horn shall uproot 3 of the 10 kingdoms and speak great things against God. It will persecute the saints and prevail against them until the judgment shall sit, and the everlasting kingdom shall be given to the saints of the Most High.
Well, that was an awesome dream. Just think, Daniel. Jerusalem at this time is in ruins. The children of Israel scattered abroad as slaves and captives. And yet God, in effect, tells his faithful ones, "Kings may come and kings may go, empires rise and fall. Yet I, the God of creation, have not forgotten my people nor my purpose.
Yes, Shadrach. Someday the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head, as God promised Adam and Eve. Someday the Messiah shall come. Someday Eden will be restored, and all people shall love and serve the God of our fathers, the one and only true God.
Daniel's vision in chapter 7 of his book of Daniel parallels what Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream of the statue. It was a vision of world history. The lion was Babylon, the head of gold. The bear represented the Medes, and Persia, the arms and chest of silver. The leopard was Greece, the thighs of brass. The dreadful beast was Rome, the legs of iron. The little horn represented the Antichrist, and his kingdom, the toes that were of iron and clay. God on his throne represents the smiting stone. Human history will finish in a worldwide kingdom under a satanic world ruler called Antichrist. He will defy God and eventually be defeated by God's Son. In the third year of Belshazzar's reign, Daniel had another vision, as recorded in chapter 8 of the book of Daniel. Daniel saw himself in the Persian capital. In this vision, God pictured Persia as a ram and Greece, which would be the next power after the Mede-Persian Empire, as a male goat. The symbolism was no longer wild animals, but domesticated ones. The notable horn on the goat was Alexander the Great, who conquered many nations. Alexander died when he was only 33 years old, and his kingdom was divided between four of his generals. One of those generals was very wicked. His name was Antiochus Epiphanes, and he invaded Palestine, defiled the Jewish temple, and put the Jewish people under bondage. He is a picture of a world ruler to come, the Antichrist. In chapter 11 of the book of Daniel, God revealed to Daniel that the future of his nation, when restored to their land, would be difficult at times. Other nations would harass them. Daniel didn't understand the last visions given, but the angel would not reveal any explanations to him. The words of those visions were shut up until the times close to the end of this world. Daniel was troubled by his visions and became weak and sick. Those who are proud of their knowledge of Bible prophecy may have learned only what it says and not what it means. Revelation always brings responsibility with it. If we really believe these things, we will obey what God tells us to do. What then are our responsibilities? We are to seek to win others to the Saviour, to grow in holiness, to wait on the Lord and rest in Him, and to leave the hidden things with the Lord. We can rest in the assurance that God is in control, and He will accomplish His purposes in spite of the forces of evil. Part of God's purposes during the future end times will be to bring a judgment for sin on the earth. This judgment will come after the believers in the Lord Jesus have been taken out of the world. It will be a truly terrible time for all those still living on the earth. People often take the attitude that they'll deal with that problem when they face it, but sadly, it will be too late. All those who knew about the salvation available through Christ but did nothing about it will be given a delusion or mistaken idea about it. They will not have another chance to call on Christ, for the door will be shut. This situation will be like the parable the Lord Jesus taught about the wise and foolish virgins waiting for the bridegroom to come. When he did come, they weren't ready. The last world kingdom on earth will be established by the Lord Jesus. His empire started out very small, but has grown bigger over time. One day, it will be the only one left. All the previous kingdoms were established by military power, but Christ's kingdom is founded on love. God's mercy is available to us now, but it won't always be there for those who neglect God's great plan of salvation for people. Have you settled your future with the Lord Jesus Christ? A poem called God Knows gives us advice about preparing for the future. The first section of it says, "And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way. So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night. And he led me toward the hills and the breaking of day."
The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him.
Was Alfie Silas and Rick Riso singing The Lord is Good. The drama is from The Bible in Living Sound. If you'd like to receive a free booklet, then write to this station and ask for it, but be sure to print your name and address. Or you can write to John, Post Office Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053. You can also contact us through our website, www.bibleradio.org.au. Those addresses again: John, Box 2370, Brookside Centre, Australia 4053, and the website bibleradio.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing from you. You've been listening to Bible Adventures, and I hope you'll join me again next time.
Jesus is